Once there were 8,000 fire lookout towers in the United States. From these vantage posts, generations of men and women kept a watchful vigil over the nation's forests. But today, with fewer than 2,000 of the towers left, there's a movement underway to protect those that remain. Cameron Lawrence has our story.
There's an easy camaraderie among the members of the Route 377 Volunteer Fire Department, located among the rolling ridges of northeastern Kentucky near Moorhead. Most of the men working at the firehouse on a spring Saturday grew up nearby and have a deep commitment to the region.
So now we at least got one nozzle on here.
41-year-old Dow Blevins is the fire department's chief. For years, as he drove area roads, he'd spot the abandoned Hickory Flats Fire Tower, an 80-foot skeletal structure capped with a small lookout, sitting atop a hill high in the 700,000-acre Daniel Boone National Forest. On one of those drives through the country, Blevins hatched an idea.
We just come back one night, and I just took my hat off my head and said, "Here, guys, we've got to buy a fire tower, you know."
Blevins says that in the past, Hickory Flats was a big part of community life. People often hiked to the tower and visited with the lookouts. But after decades of abandonment, it was falling apart. That bothered Blevins.
Been probably over 20 years since I've been up there, and we walk up there and it's all grilled up. The trees are as tall as it is, you know, some of them. But we went in there and looked at it, and we said, well, this is doable.
The first part of the effort was raising the money to buy the tower.
So what we done, we just added another fundraising night.
Danny Blevins is Dow's older brother and the department's training officer.
We raised funds for trucks and equipment, and so we decided just we would start having a couple fundraisers just for the fire tower, and that's what we've done. We were able to raise a little bit of money through a fish fry and some donations to help put into the tower.
Diving into historical research, the men discovered that Hickory Flats was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps in 1934, and that it was among 180 other fire lookouts that once stood in Kentucky. In the 1980s, no longer using the tower, the U.S. Forest Service had traded it to private owners for other land the agency wanted. The men of Route 377 tracked down the tower's owner. They bought it for $400. Next, they put in a driveway and started restoring the cabin and tower. Danny Blevins says the work has been worth it.
You get up in that tower, you don't take anything for granted. The beauty is spectacular. And it really wakes you up to what you've got in your own back door.
The Route 377 Fire Department is among a growing cadre of enthusiasts around the country working to save the nation's fire towers. It's a story whose beginnings go back to the early days of natural resource management in this country. Keith Argo is a former district ranger with the U.S. Forest Service and president of the National Woodland Owners Association, a group of non-industrial private forest landowners. He says when the Forest Service was founded in 1905, there were just a few fire lookout towers in the country, but that would soon change.
Gifford Pinchot, of course, was the first chief of the Forest Service, and he witnessed the tremendous 1910 fires.
Those fires were the largest in American history. Called When the Mountains Roared, the inferno raged across 3 million acres of northern Idaho and western Montana. The blaze led to a call for a national fire lookout system. By the end of the 1930s, with major help from the Civilian Conservation Corps, more than 5,000 lookouts housed tower men and women watching for smokes in the distance.
Well, let's see, you had Hickory Flat Triangle, Tater Knobs, 3.
86-year-old Joe Mock recounts the towers that once stood in this part of Kentucky. During a 40-year career with the Forest Service, he oversaw fire protection efforts in this region. Mock says in western forests, lightning strikes are one of the major causes of fires. But in eastern forests, it's usually people who are to blame.
Back at that time, we had a lot of tobacco farmers around the country. And in the spring, they'd build plant beds. And they'd pile brush on them and burn them to fertilize the tobacco beds. And quite often, while they were burning them, a wind would come up and blow out and start fires. And then people burning stuff around their homes at that time started quite a few fires.
Mock says each lookout had an instrument called an alidade, a device that took location readings. When a tower man or woman spotted smoke, they took a reading and called the information into a dispatcher, who'd get readings from other towers and pinpoint a fire's location. It was the same system used in all of the nation's lookouts. But by the 1970s, most lookout towers were abandoned as state and federal forest agencies turned to aerial surveillance, satellite detection, and other high-tech methods. Again, Keith Argo.
It was a very sad period, which I witnessed as a district ranger at the time. And on my unit, I fought hard to maintain all of my lookouts, but they're all gone now.
For liability reasons, agencies burned, dynamited, or toppled most towers. Others were vandalized. More than 25 years ago, while hiking in Mount Hood National Forest, Argo decided to try to save the nation's remaining fire lookouts.
I had taken my son up to one that was a stone structure built in the civilian conservation days, and it had been abandoned. And he was only 5 years old, and we were sitting up there at dusk, and he asked me what they were going to do with the tower, the lookout. And I said, well, they can't burn it, son, so they'll probably dynamite it. And he said, Dad, you can't let them do that. And without even thinking, I said, I won't, son.
That promise led to an 8-year effort to establish the National Historic Lookout Register, which does research on old lookouts and now lists more than 672 of them.
I definitely have the white knuckle thing going on.
We'll go for another. We almost got it whipped, man.
On a warm spring day, brothers Dow and Danny Blevins take me to the Hickory Flats Fire Tower. Next to the tower is a cabin where the lookouts lived and that the men are restoring. On the tower itself, there are 8 flights of see-through metal steps. It helps not to look down. At the top, a trap door leads into a small wooden cab about 7 feet square and 80 feet off the ground.
Okay. This is a big-time treehouse.
Man, I guess so. Emphasis on the big time.
Yeah.
The view is an expansive 360-degree panorama of wooded ridgetops, delicately decorated with the pink of redbud trees in bloom. Dirt logging roads cross some of the hillsides. Small farms nestle in the valleys. From this high post, it's easy to see how a lookout could spot smoke in the distance. Again, Danny Blevins.
Here it is, 2006, and I'd be willing to bet we're probably right now the only 4 people in the state of Kentucky setting in a fire tower, and it's pretty neat that you'd be able to experience this.
Many of the nation's fire lookout towers out west that have been restored are available for overnight rental to hikers and backpackers. The Route 377 Volunteer Fire Department hopes that soon Hickory Flats will be the first fire lookout tower in the east, open for overnight guests. For Living on Earth, I'm Cameron Lawrence near Moorhead, Kentucky.
Our story about the Fire Tower Watches of Kentucky was co-produced by John Gregory.